was only about 200 years ago that Marc-Antoine Julien, a French educator, proposed that we should conduct systematic surveys that documented how different countries were beginning to organize their education systems. And he proposed that those surveys should answer the questions that you see in front of you. What is the number of students in the primary schools in this particular commune or district? What is their proportion relative to the total number of children in that age group? How many of them are grouped under a single director or teacher? At what age do they begin their schooling? Is education integrated for boys and girls? How are those students assessed, and what is the purpose of those examinations? How are students streamed? Is there education from students to students, peer education? How much time is devoted to literacy and math? And at what age do these children leave primary compulsory education? And Julien thought that it would be very advantageous to policymakers if they could answer the core questions that I began this lecture with reference to knowledge about what different countries did, and if we systematically obtained that information. He never actually carried out his surveys, and it's only in much more recent times, in the last 60 years, that we have had a number of institutions that have been tasked with a systematic analysis and comparison of education systems around the world.